The Office of Personnel Management plans a solicitation in 2015 to create the foundation for a fully automated retirement system. This would be the fifth time since 1998 OPM will try to use technology to modernize the federal retirement system. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details of OPM's plan. What are they going to buy this time around, Jason?
Well, this time around, they're looking at a case management system, and the request for proposals, the RFP, actually should be out in the early part of 2015. Now, this is one of several pieces that's in the works to really move from the current paper-based heavy processing system into more of an online automated one. Ken Zawadny is OPM's Associate Director for Retirement Services.
Our effort will include an online retirement application that will help agencies ensure they submit a completed retirement applications thoroughly and make information more accessible to personnel planning for their retirement. Currently, we will complete a pilot project with payroll service providers for accepting payroll data from shared service centers using a standardized data format. Throughout 2015 and 2016, we will automate further functions currently performed by the mainframe, such as annuity calculations and routines to send payment information to Treasury. Transitioning from the mainframe to a distributed computing environment will save money and increase our ability to make changes to the system in a timely and efficient manner.
Now, Zawadny and OPM CIO Donna Seymour testified today for the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Census. Now, over the last year, really since OPM Director Catherine Archuleta issued a 100-day modernization plan for IT for the entire agency, this has really been a focus of planning the next steps. In fact, Zawadny and Seymour have been looking at, you know, the market research. They've done an industry day where 17 vendors demonstrated their case management systems. So this is all going to influence how OPM develops this RFP. Zawadny says the contract should be in place to begin implementation of a case management system in August. Now, in the written testimony to the committee, Zawadny and Seymour offer a little bit more details to the RFP. They write the case management system will give OPM greater insights into the cases themselves, their processes, and then performance within those workflows. They say the solution will provide various levels of integration with other systems used to capture relevant data through the employment, investigation, and retirement life cycles.
Did we hear anything at this hearing or see anything in the written testimony that indicates that they have lessons learned from the last four times they've tried this and it didn't work?
Yeah, you certainly hope so. They better have some lessons learned. I mean, OPM has wasted hundreds of millions of dollars since 1987.
Oh, dear.
Yes, that's how many times they've kept trying to go back to the same apple and take a different bite. Now, while GAO didn't do any new research for this, auditors seem hopeful. OPM CIO Donna Seymour describes OPM's approach to the system's development.
What we are doing is moving from a mainframe environment. Most of these applications, and when we talk about 80 applications, they're small applications that do a very finite set of functions and together form the retirement services system. So what we're doing is taking this very incremental approach, putting in place the case management system first, and then we're looking at each of those applications to make sure we understand the complete functionality that they perform and how we can move them into the modern environment.
Now, OPM is also funding this project more consistently. That's a big key. It received $2.6 million in 2014 and has requested $2.4 million in 2015. But Chairman Blake Fahrenthold says OPM has only spent $800,000 so far, and he says he hopes that's because of smart management and not because OPM is unclear where it's heading with this IT modernization plan. Richard Thiessen is the national president of the National Active and Retired Federal Employee Association, or NARF. He says OPM received the money from the Civil Servant Retirement and Disability Trust Fund, money that he says employees contributed to in return for retirement stability. Thiessen says he'd like to see OPM provide additional details on how that money is being spent and maybe not even use that trust fund at all. Zawadny says part of the RFP process for this case management system will actually give OPM the idea of how much this new technology is going to cost over the long term. At the same time, they hopefully listen. There are some big potholes they do need to avoid. Listen to this exchange between subcommittee ranking member Stephen Lynch and Valerie Melvin, the GAO's Director of Information Management and Technology Resource Issues.
We have in the current system, OPM uses 500 different procedures, laws and regulations, and 80 information systems that have 400 different interfaces to process retirement applications. Isn't that the root of the problem here? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it certainly points to a complex process and a complex system that they have to try to address. And it is part of the problem. From our standpoint, it doesn't make it impossible to address it, though. What we are looking for from the standpoint of what OPM does is to have clearly defined plans and a very detailed tactical approach to addressing these kinds of complexities. We mentioned priorities. There are priorities in terms of the requirements that have to be defined and how they're going to work through developing or acquiring the particular systems and how those systems would interface. So a number of factors that go into addressing it. Complex, yes, but not impossible.
Now, Melvin says OPM needs to apply the IT acquisition success factors, such as stakeholder engagement, program management, in order to avoid some of those mistakes of the past.
Now, OPM is making some progress on the claims backlog. That's, you know, you can look at the numbers and see that. And the processing time is improving, too. What are they doing around the people and the processes over the next year while they're waiting for this technology to ramp up?
I think you're absolutely right. Over the last 12 or 18 months, the progress is real. The retirement's claim backlog has been reduced by almost 10,000. It's down to just over 14,000. It's processing claims on average in 37 days. And in fact, 84% of all claims are done within OPM's goal of 60 days. Though they do have a longer term goal to get 90% of all claims done within those 60 days, the fact is they're on their way. Zawani says OPM is targeting three areas to find more efficiencies.
Process, customer service, and IT solutions. The process team is focused on identifying opportunities to gain efficiency in the processes pertaining to the post-adjudicative workload. Process improvements will lead to a more timely actions and a reduction in potential for improper payments. We have mapped out and evaluated current processes, and we review the data collected in order to identify improvement opportunities. Additionally, the customer service team is studying current processes and customer behavior. The team has made multiple visits to different RS facilities and conducted numerous interviews with current and future retirees. Based on the research, we are focusing our attention on OPM's online services. Interview results show that customers who utilize retirement services online services are very satisfied with those particular services and activities. The key is to drive more people to the online services and to further improve those services and experiences for the customers.
Zawani says OPM is also reviewing and improving its call center support. OPM says during the fourth quarter of 2014, the average speed to answer calls improved by 30% and its call handling volume increased to 41%. OPM also reduced the amount of busy signals retirees and employees get by 91%.
Makes them happy.
NARF's Thiessen says while OPM's progress is real, there's still some non-IT areas they need to focus on.
While OPM bears the responsibility for processing the claims, a federal employee's transition into retirement starts with the employing agency. Unfortunately, the government-wide error rates for retirement submissions remain unacceptable. Although publishing the results has led to pressure on agencies to improve, there was no significant improvement from 2012 to 2014. Agencies should be performing better. Reducing the error rate would improve processing at OPM, especially as it bears the brunt of retirees' frustration with delayed claims. The process of transitioning into retirement varies too widely among employing agencies. A standardized process and use of electronic records would go far in ensuring the backlog will become a distant memory.
Thiessen says NARF actually surveyed some of its members, mostly recent retirees in the last 2 years, and 75% report having a positive experience with OPM. While those who have been waiting for 6 months or more are more frustrated than ever, Thiessen says there's still 200 people that have waited at least 6 months to get their claims processed. And he goes, that's just too long to get the people are waiting too long. Now, the subcommittee lawmakers promised to continue to pay attention to this. Lynch says he's happy to see some progress, but it's not happening quickly enough. And Farenthold says OPM has a great opportunity to become more efficient, but it has to move away from those paper processes and old technologies that it relies on today.
Okay, so I just did some real quick and dirty math. We're almost out of time. 200 people that have waited at least 6 months is not good for those 200 people, but I'm estimating, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, 120,000 claims that OPM processes every year. So that's a pretty small piece of that overall landscape.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think that progress is real.